Theatre, cinema, museums, heritage. A View on Access. Showcasing what venues have to offer. With Tim Calvert.
A very warm welcome to A View on Access. My name's Tim Calvert. This is our regular showcase into how theatre, arts and culture is made accessible for those visually impaired, an insight into the venue and the content we have on offer. In this edition, I shine a spotlight on a national theatre production, The Crucible by Arthur Miller, which is on at the Guildford Theatre in the West End of London until September the 2nd, with an audio-described performance on Monday, August the 7th, 2023 at 7pm, with a touch tour beforehand to be confirmed. The promotional material for the play states, the National Theatre's acclaimed new production of The Crucible transfers for a strictly limited season, featuring Millie Alcock, House of the Dragon as Abigail Williams, Catelyn Fitzgerald from Masters of Sex as Elizabeth Proctor, and Brian Gleeson, Bad Sisters, as John Proctor. Olivier Award winner Lindsay Turner directs this electrifying new production with set design by Ez Delvin in a magnificent restaging of Arthur Miller's masterpiece, a gripping parable of power and its abuse. A witch hunt is beginning in Salem. Raised to be seen but not heard, a group of young women suddenly find their words have a terrible power as a climate of fear spreads through the community. Private vendettas fuel public accusations, and soon the truth itself is on trial. It runs for 2 hours and 50 minutes, including a 20-minute interval. This intense, claustrophobic reimagining of Arthur Miller's play from the National Theatre has another chance to shine this time round on the West End stage. The classic witch hunt tale, stunningly directed with panache by Lindsay Turner, keeps audiences gripped from start to finish, with standout performances, realistic costumes, bleak and authentic stage design, practical rain effects, and ambient lighting design. As you take your seats, the stage is open to you, a stark, simplistic square setting with dark, reflective tile floors. As the play begins, the set features a single bed with cream sheets, two small tables with items on, including a jug of water and a black stove. As the story unravels, the staging swings into other locations, like a trial room with many chairs laid out. Costume design is very simple and plain, with check-coloured dresses made out of cheap-looking cloth, with the men wearing combinations of different jackets, waistcoat shirts and casual trousers in various colours. It's a very interactive and visual production that certainly benefits an audio-described performance for anyone blind and visually impaired, as it illustrates all the action unfolding on stage in a very detailed and descriptive manner, starting with an audio introduction 15 minutes before the play begins, which is also available from the Vocalize website, where you can also check on the touch tour time. The audio description during the play is available through an in-ear headset device available from the foyer. And the audio-described performance takes place on August the 7th at 7pm. The Guildford Theatre, part of the Delfont Mackintosh Group, are really committed to access and making theatre equal for all, especially those visually impaired, and will help in any way they can, including guiding to your seat, looking after a guide dog, bringing refreshments to your seat, answering any questions you may have, and there's also disabled toilets close to the box office. They have full access information on their website by visiting delfontmackintosh.co.uk and clicking on Access and selecting the Guildford Theatre. You can also email for access information, and that's access@delfontmackintosh.co.uk, or to book tickets you can call 0344 482 5137. To find out what is showing in London and around the UK, you can visit vocalise.co.uk and mindseyedescription.co.uk. The Crucible is a compelling piece of theatre that will send shivers down the spine and is simply not to be missed. A View on Access is written, presented and produced by myself, Tim Calvert, of Calvert Creative Concepts for the Audio Description Association, and can be found on Audio Boom online, and you can visit viewonaccess.co.uk for further information. To find out more or to feedback about audio description or accessible performances, or to get involved or request a show or venue to be featured, email viewonaccess@gmail.com. Remember, all theatre arts and entertainment should be accessible for all, and if it's not, ask for it. Sometimes only by speaking up will bring about change. From me, Tim Calvert, keep smiling through and stay safe.
A View on Access, written, presented and produced by Calvert Creative Concepts.